is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, January the 12th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. We've got a Josh Williams is going to join us. Going to talk a lot about the NFL playoffs, a lot about college basketball, a lot about the weekend and some little NFL draft stuff from Josh today. We'll get our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report coming up this morning at 8:05. Sort of looking forward to that as well. We're going to get into the obviously talk about Clemson's really fascinating loss last night, 78-77 up in Raleigh. Tigers fall to 14-2 overall, 3-1 in the ACC. The Wolfpack improved to 12-5 overall, 2-2 in the ACC, and a wild finish that we'll get to. Talk about that as the day goes on. College basketball, I want to get some of the scores from last night's game. Outside of that one, it was a fifth-ranked Wichita State beat East Carolina 95-60. Oregon upset 12th-ranked Arizona State 76-72. Arizona State in a free fall the last 2 weeks. 15th-ranked Gonzaga beat Portland 103-57. 17th-ranked Arizona downed Oregon State 62-53. The rest of those are the ranked games involving ranked teams last night. No other ACC games last night in the no SEC games last night. A great weekend for college basketball this weekend. Gamecocks go down to Georgia. Clemson hosting Miami. That's a 4 o'clock game tomorrow. You can hear all the action here. Looking forward to that. But it's one of those really, really good weekends in which you've got some massive games out there. We're getting some college basketball as the day goes on. PGA Tour is out in Hawaii. I'm loving the primetime golf. Loving watching the beautiful sights and sounds of Hawaii. And as it poured rain here and it's been cold here for the past 2 weeks, boy, it sure is nice to watch a little golf and to see Kirk and Zach Johnson, the guys, shoot 7-under par yesterday. We give you a complete leaderboard update and tell you how our local guys are doing there. NFL playoffs are this weekend. We're going to preview those playoff games. We'll give you the TV games and the lines of those. And, again, what times those games, what network those games come on, and a little bit of thoughts about each of those games coming up. We had a couple more juniors decide yesterday. Yesterday, the Alabama Crimson Tide lose Minka Fitzpatrick and Ronnie Harrison, two of the top three safeties in the country. We'll give you thoughts about the rest of those. Still no word yet on Christy Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell, and Austin Bryant. Banquet is tomorrow night in Clemson. Could they be making a banquet statement? Could we talk about that maybe? Maybe announcing it there. I got a great tweet from Tua we'll get to today. Frank Martin made statements, his first statements about Brian Bowen coming to town. Brian Bowen and his decision to take Brian Bowen, the five-star from former Louisville signee. We'll get to that as well. And a little recruiting notes to get to as the show goes on. The man that worked a bunch, actually worked four different shows or events yesterday. the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24 in Twitter world, number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, also the producer of Clemson, all the Clemson athletics out there now, Mr. Zach Oar. Hey, bud.
How you doing, Mick?
Pretty good. Fascinating game last night.
Very fascinating game last night. Disappointing at the end for Clemson fans, but yeah. Fascinating nonetheless.
I want to get to you about a lot of stuff, first of all, but how's your day? What'd you do? Obviously, it seemed like you just worked all day, huh?
Worked all day, slaved all day, and finally crawled into bed and came here this morning. Whew. Damn shower broke this morning.
Oh, no.
Turned the shower on. I was going to get a shower before work, and I turned it on. I go to brush my teeth. I brush my teeth before the shower. Is that weird?
No, brush your teeth before the shower.
Okay. Brush my teeth, and I turn around, and I hear a pop, and all of a sudden, the water's squirting at the ceiling. So, I got to go fix that when I get home.
It's a shower head, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got that, buddy.
Yeah.
If you need my help, obviously, my parental expertise, I can do that. I can fix that for you.
Tall Roto-Rooter.
Yeah. No, get you one of those really nice shower heads. Put it on there.
It is a nice shower head, but...
It's not too nice right now.
So.
Yeah. What else did you do yesterday? Besides work.
Work.
That's it?
Yep.
All day?
Mm-hmm.
Any plans this weekend?
Work.
Because you have men's basketball tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What are the women doing this weekend?
I think there's one on Sunday.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Yeah.
NFL playoffs? We'll do some biggie stuff with you, man, because it's a weird weekend, but we'll do some biggie stuff with you.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. What did you do yesterday? Enjoy the rain?
This is terrible weather, man. I went, and after lunch, I had a 90-minute meeting with the folks at Trail, and it was usually meet with Kevin and Will, and that's great, but I was fascinated yesterday. I met with Neil Workman, who started the company, whose kids is where Trail comes from. I think Trey and Helen, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, learning more about him and how the business started. And then some really, truly fascinating ideas about business and what they do and how they do it. And I told you, man, I love learning. I took a bunch of notes yesterday just about what they do and all. And really, really, I mean, to see some of the pioneers of the upstate and what they've been able to do and all. Anyway, it was a fascinating meeting yesterday. So I did that. And then came home and watched the game. So the game itself, I want to say I'm conflicted, because part of me says that Clemson had no business being in the basketball game. Well, completely
that
outplayed.
That part of you would be correct.
Yeah, completely outplayed. A, give NC State a ton of credit. Now watch, after I go through this, I'm going to say, well, you always talking about referees, talking about making excuses. But no, give NC State a ton of credit. The Wolfpack hit 56% in the first half from the field, 53% in it for the game, 38% from three, which is really good. They forced Clemson into 17 turnovers and only – no, sorry, that was Clemson's field goal percentage. NC State shot 42%. They forced Clemson into 17 turnovers. And only turned it over four times themselves. Your seven looked like an NBA player last night, and he's going to be, but 12 of 18 from the field, 5 of 6 from 3.
The exact same shot from 3, by the way.
Got to guard him some point in time.
At some point, you got to think about it.
Right. 29 points last night, and he was obviously the difference in the game. They had 20 points off turnovers last night. Just phenomenal game for what was a great NC State win. With that said, Clemson didn't deserve to win the game. Like I told you, turn it over a bunch. Just sloppy. Didn't play very well. But had a chance there at the end. And a weird, wild finish going from, I'll make sure I'm right by saying it. I don't want to misspeak here. Going from 11 down, maybe they were 12 down with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play, and had a chance at a free throw. In case you missed it, Gabe DeVoe at the line shooting three, down by three, made the first two. Kevin Keats calls a timeout. Awesome timeout.
Iced him,
and he missed it. I told my wife. I said, look, I hate to jinx a kid on this, but the odds are totally against him making all three free throws. and I didn't know this. This is my great friend, Dr. Joel Brawley, who was the state of South Carolina professor of the year 1 year, and is an awesome mathematics professor here at Clemson, gave me the knowledge on this one. Let me see what DeVoe's shooting from the line. Gabe DeVoe's excellent free throw shooter.
It's over 80, I believe.
Yeah, DeVoe is exactly an 80% free throw shooter. Okay. All right. So what do you think the odds are that he makes all three? What's the percentage he makes all three?
Well, it goes down with each shot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Originally I thought, well, about 80%. He's an 80% free throw shooter. Each one's individually exclusive towards each other. So 80%. Well, it's 80% he makes any one, but there's only a 51.2% chance that he would make all three. 80% times 80% times 80%, in other words. So the odds were, the odds were for him to make 51%, obviously, but as good a free throw shooter as he is, and then you add to it the pressure and then the timeout, and it was too much for him. I felt awful for Gabe DeVoe that he was put in a situation and he didn't answer it, and Clemson had a chance to steal it. That being said, how about some of just the awful officiating you saw last night? And not oftentimes you think it has a direct outcome in the game. And Clemson lost the game for 40 minutes, not just in the last 2 or 3 minutes. But how about on the inbounds play where the second one they called, and that was about a foot out of bounds. How about the one that was about 3 or 4 feet out of bounds?
It wasn't even close.
For the life of me, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody miss something that blatant. And you got to ask yourself, even if you missed it, you got to assume, because where the angles were, what was the official watching in that case?
No idea.
Have you ever seen a ball hit that far out of bounds? And Zach, I'm talking 3 feet out of bounds.
They have NC State painted on the floor.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of the tee painted on the floor there.
And hey, by the way, in huge letters.
Gigantic, like 84 font.
Have you ever seen a ball hit that far out of bounds and it called be a miss?
And they go, no, we can't look at it. We can look at if your shoot came untied during that drive to the basket, but we can't look at our blatant miss.
I tell you, man, we've got to stop going to the monitor so much in college basketball.
Goodness gracious.
It's the whoopee. It's the pacifier. It's the passy.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to find a way to make calls and to go with the calls. And the idea that the last couple of minutes we're going to do it, but I don't know why that play obviously wasn't reviewable. And who knows what would happen. Then Clemson gets the basketball back after a traveling call.
Traveling call.
No.
That was a makeup call.
I thought it was makeup as well. You watch the replay? He shuffled his feet. He took like 3 steps very clearly. I watched it because I went, oh my God, no, it's a makeup call. My wife and I are watching it, and I turn it back, and the kid, he traveled. And I was shocked because at first I thought makeup, Maybelline, little Revlon, but wasn't the case. Anyway, so I'm conflicted. Clemson, you know, really deep down, had they won the game last night, you'd say they stole the game.
Sure.
Because NC State outplayed them. We'll give NC State a lot of credit. Now, moving forward, here's what you can't do. You can't let that game beat you twice. And in looking at the schedule, we're in this thing now, man, with the schedule that you got to be really, really, really careful, because it's that meat grinder. And now if you lose tomorrow against Miami, boy, oh boy, it's tough, because you got to go to North Carolina. And by the way, Miami ranked, obviously. But Tuesday you go to North Carolina. Then you got a good Notre Dame coming here. Then you go to a top five ranked Virginia team on the road. Then in Atlanta. And then North Carolina comes back here. Man, it's just between now and January 30th, it's going to be a war. It lets up because Wake Forest hitting great. Pittsburgh at home. Pittsburgh's the worst team in the league. Then Florida State, Duke, then Virginia Tech. But my point is that you can get something. Through it all, you got to get to 10. Right now you're at 3. You got to find a way to get to 10. Last night you would have stole one, and it would have been, you know, an epic find a way to win magical season kind of thing. But the major point here is you got to get one of the next two. You can't let last night's loss be a hangover from that. And he's got a big emotional and really physical too, because he finished last night at 11:30, and he turned around and played in 36 hours. But the point is, now the Miami game is huge. Every game is huge, but this is huger than huge. How about that? Can't let one loss beat you twice.
People are jumping ship already.
No.
Oh, yeah. People are jumping ship.
Why?
I have no idea.
That's ridiculous.
One bad game. You're a two-loss team right now.
That's stupid.
One bad game, and you're a free throw away from going to overtime last night.
Played terrible and almost stole it on the road.
So
Relax. That says an awful lot about today's world where if you're jumping ship on that. Who's jumping ship?
A couple of texters are blown up on Twitter last night.
Oh, no. No. Look, for a team that's picked to finish 12th in the league, who's 17th in the country right now, come on. Can't say anything about that now. You can't. No. I'm not buying that. I think you're making that up. I think fans are more rational than that, aren't they?
I mean, I have literal proof if you want to look at it.
I'll let you do it after the break.
All right. I don't want to read.
I don't want to lose my
blood pressure. We're not reading today. Clown text on the air.
You're right. If you don't identify yourself, we're not reading those. I'm guarantee you that much. We are extremely happy with our relationship with Northland Communications and Northland Cable. And students, you know this. You know that you stream like crazy. You know families stream like crazy. You got to watch all the videos. You got to watch everything on the internet. I didn't realize so much was blocked on the internet now, like politically. I was reading an article yesterday about how there's some things that YouTube won't show. There's some things that, like, they show a bunch of other guards, but there's some political things they won't show. And I'm like, what? And, like, how Google kind of controls things now. I knew a little bit of that. I didn't realize it to the extent of that. Anyway, the point is that you're watching a ton of things on the internet now, and you're streaming everything. And even in your, if you're a parent listening right now, you got your son or daughter over here, man, you want to be able to have obviously the fastest internet, but also you to be able to communicate with them like that. Northland has great deals right now. I want you to go to getnorthland.com, and there's all kinds of ways. They have the best in the fastest devices out there. Getnorthland.com is a great way to get everything you need when it comes to your internet. Fastest speeds available at getnorthland.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. If you have a thought from the game, we'll take it. Positive, negative, whatever you want to say. Thought about Miami game tomorrow or anything else, playoffs, NFL, junior stuff, college basketball, rest of college basketball, the PGA Tour, anything this weekend, we'll get into it. With Zach, I'm Mickey. Love to have you back. Phone calls, texts, and tweets more right after this.
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
We made a very small investment into the business, but yet they took the time to train us and to teach us, you know, how to do what we were supposed to do and everything. And not only to train us, but they follow up with us.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla wants you to take advantage of Ford's year-end sales event. All the 2017s must go, and most models have 0% financing for 72 months and no dealer fees. It's the best time of the year to visit the Ford dealer who makes a difference. Danny Edwards and the whole courteous staff at Edwards Auto Sales wish you and your family all the best during the holiday season. Edwards Auto Sales is located on Highway 28 in Walhalla. Test drive Ford's finest today.
It's Macy's one-day sale. Shop incredible deals of the day, Friday and Saturday. Like coats for her and for him, under $100. Save 70% on clearance fine jewelry. Take 50 to 60% off men's suits, dress shirts, sweaters, and more. Sheets and pillows, free after $15 mail-in rebate. Plus take 30%, plus an extra 15% off small home appliances at Macy's one-day sale. And Plenty members, don't forget to maximize your savings by using at least 200 Plenty points at checkout. Terms apply. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros during our Ready to Refresh event. Save up to $40 on American Standard toilets and save $10 on a Delta Brush Nickel two-handle bath faucet, now just $39. Save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick it up at our Pro Desk. Faucet offer valid through 1/28/18. Toilet offer valid through 3/18/18. See store for details.
It's that time of year again when we have ice and snowstorms. Have your fireplace ready to go with vent-free gas logs from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Vent-free logs and stove use no electricity and will keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for you to see. Be ready for winter storms with gas logs from the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Weiler Show is on the air.
Hold on. He seems to be speaking words some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Roosters wants you to come by this weekend. Kind of get cleaned up, man. Take a little pride in yourself. Get that straight razor shave. Get that massage, that facial treatment, that hot towel treatment. Man, as wet and bad as it is outside, go inside and treat yourself, man. Do yourself a favor. Treat yourself. Let the ladies take care of you there. The modern barbershop is, or the old barbershop, the old American cultural icon is back. They don't do ladies' hairs. Hair. They just do men and do a great job of it. It's our great friends at Roosters. Got the loyal customer loyalty program. Got the refer a friend program. Make your appointment today, guys. You want to look great? Go to RoostersMGC.com. Roosters Men's Grooming Center. They're off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. 884-8920. 884-8920. I look so good coming out of Roosters, man. I feel like I need a stick. Beat the ladies off of me, man. I look marvelous coming out of that place. Come on, Sarah. Great friends over at Roosters. All right, look, love to hear from you. Three different ways to reach us. Phone calls are always our number one priority in case you couldn't tell. Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our healthcare text line. Now, you got to identify yourself and where you're texting from. Hard line rule from now on. That number, 986-1566. Also, you can reach us on our Twitter feeds at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. I was disturbed, not shocked, disturbed to hear Zach, you say you got some ship jumpers.
Yeah, just a couple ship jumpers.
Boy, they doesn't take a whole lot to get them on board. Doesn't take a whole lot to get them off board, huh?
No, it does not.
What's the context of their jumping? I'm not game is, but what is their reasoning? What is their rationale for it?
The reasoning is this is the same old Clemson basketball, and Brad Brunell is a coach that just can't get it done, and, you know, they end their message with enjoy your one and done in the NIT, and we'll see you next year.
Do you think that's a true Clemson fan, or think that's a poser?
I have literally no way to know that. Because I know that there are Clemson fans out there that feel that way.
Well, how in the world can someone rationally say that this is the same old Clemson basketball?
I don't know, Mickey. This is why I'm just confused by these texts and these tweets.
I'm perplexed, I guess you say. No, that's not happening. This is a completely different team, makeup team. And I tell you right now, the same old Clemson basketball team would have got beat when York 7 goes off like he did last night. Boy, he's good, huh?
He's not even that good. Put a hand in his face at the top of the key there.
You got to guard him, man. You got to guard him. Bottom line is, a Clemson team would have the same old for Clemson football. They'd been beat by 30 last night, but they came back down by 12 with 3:30 to go and had a chance to tie the game there, the last free throw of the game. Crazy stuff there. All right, NFL playoffs. The schedule looks like this: 4:35 tomorrow. From Lincoln Financial Field, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Atlanta Falcons, shockingly, as a wild card, a 3-point favorite at Philadelphia. Obviously, the Carson Wentz injury is a major reason for this. Here's the good news for the Falcons. And really, the good news for everybody except for what's going to happen in Pittsburgh this weekend. The good news is that weather will not be a factor tomorrow.
The Northeast, after going through the bitter cold spell, is having a bit of a warm stretch through the weekend.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be cold and snowing again next week. So any teams playing in the Northeast do get a bit of a break.
I'm looking at now this is crazy, but I'm looking at ESPN and their AccuWeather forecast, so I should be going to AccuWeather instead, but it's all convenient to have it right here. It says 49 degrees.
Yep.
Chance of rain, but the Falcons, an indoor team from the South, I think get a massive break that you're not having typical mid-January weather in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, considering it's going to be 28 the next day, yes, they get a gigantic break.
Yeah, I was about to say, because hang on to your little toboggans over there. Your little mittens over there, because I'm about to tell you what's happening in Pittsburgh.
Sleds and mittens, got it.
What now?
Sleds?
Yeah. Sleds on two sleds. And your hats, the toboggan hats.
Oh, a hat.
Yeah.
A knit hat.
Yeah.
Toboggan,
hat.
That's a joke.
Give me a Zach Orr. I'm a huge NFL fan. Mickey, you don't watch enough NFL, so I know more than you. Breakdown of who's going to win, why they're going to win tomorrow.
In Philadelphia, I mean, we've talked about this game, and there's only so much you can say about a team that lost their starting quarterback. Carson Wentz had that team poised, absolutely poised for a gigantic run.
Best team in football.
Yeah, they were number one seed in the NFC. It'll be interesting to see if Nick Foles can carry that torch going forward. The bookmakers, the oddsmakers say he can't. They're an underdog at home as a number one seed in the NFC. To the Atlanta Falcons.
He's not great, but this isn't his first rodeo.
It's not. They've done this before with him.
Yeah. And post-injury, they played fairly well.
They have, but their points per game went from 25 to 14.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So it's been different.
That said, defense, running game, home field advantage, I can draw up for you how the Eagles can still win.
Sure, absolutely.
The question I ask you, though, is are the Eagles still going to win?
I don't think they will. I think Atlanta goes in there and beats them.
I don't know, man. Atlanta, there's just something missing with Atlanta. There's just something that's not right with this Falcons team. And maybe we had too high of expectations. But there's just something that's not clicking for this Atlanta team.
Well, we will see tomorrow come 4:35 on NBC, I believe.
All right. This is the lowest scoring game of the weekend?
No, I'm going to say the Tennessee-New England game is.
What time? Tommy Bowden was asked a question. Tim Brady sits right beside him in the press conference.
Yep.
And I said, Tommy, your third downs would be a big play. Whatever. Your third down conversions would be big. You've been able to stop them on third down, but so far nobody's been able to stop them. What do you think about your third down percentage or whatever? And he went, Tim. All right, tomorrow night, great news for the Tennessee Titans.
You advance in the playoffs.
Yeah, about to go home. But 8:15, Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, Massachusetts. New England, 13.5-point favorites, rightfully so. Tom Brady's not going to lose to the Titans. But AccuWeather forecast, 51 degrees.
I'm telling you.
On a Saturday night in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
What has to happen for Tennessee to beat New England up there?
Brady has to hit his hand on a helmet in his throwing motion.
Shatter his hand.
And break his carpals, a couple of his carpals or metacarpals.
So he can't grip a football.
Right. Of which then they would deflate the football and he'd be able to grip it better and they'd still win. I'll block a punt, force a bunch of turnovers. I don't believe in this Patriots team compared to other Patriots teams, but I believe in this Patriots team compared to the Tennessee Titans.
Mariota's going to have to throw a touchdown to somebody, not himself.
Right.
Not having DeMarco Murray really hurts Tennessee again.
Yeah.
It hurts. You're going to have to ride Derrick Henry a lot, and he looked shaky at best in Kansas City during the middle of that game. I mean, the comeback, he had a great first down run after the block with Mariota at the end of the game. Ended up having over 100 yards.
Yeah.
But he had a couple fumbles in that game. New England should win this game, and they should win it going away.
And you're not going to give Bill Belichick 2 weeks time off and practicing the blizzards. No, that's not happening.
Yeah, they were practicing. That was ridiculous.
I want to skip on Sunday to the second game first.
You want to do New Orleans and Minnesota first?
Yes. Saints Vikings, U.S. Bank Stadium, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 5-point favorite. Weather, obviously, we're indoors. So weather's not going to be a factor there.
That stadium's really cool looking.
Yeah, it really is. All these new stadiums, man. Of course, when you spend $2 or $3 billion on it, it'll be pretty nice.
Yep.
But this is one that I told you, much like the NFC, I mean, much like the Falcons, and even what the Falcons did last week against the Eagles, against the Rams, I can see the Saints going into Minnesota. Minnesota's the favorite in the NFC now, and it's been an unbelievable turnaround year for them. Which they really dominated that division and was they've been second best team all, except, post injury, they're number one. I'm going to tell you, though, Drew Brees is playing at a high level. This running game that they've got going there, and they've got some weapons with the Saints, and the Saints are playing better defense this time around. It's a 5-point spread. I got to tell you, man, I can see the Saints going to Minnesota and playing well.
I can see that, too. That wouldn't be a huge surprise, but at the same time, Minnesota has been playing unbelievably this season.
Yeah.
And is that Minnesota? There's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
That's a rabid fan base. They don't get a ton of home playoff games, and I'm sure that place will be packed to the gills, and they're going to be excited to watch the Vikings play.
And a week off. I mean, the grind of the NFL season this time of year, and to have that time to get healthy and all, and to get, bumps and bruises on, man, that's a factor, no doubt. It's always a factor because, A, it's home. You get the home field.
Sure.
B, you get a week off. And C, you're normally the best team. I should have done that A2 and C thing, but no. The reason you're at home and favorite is get the week off because you're normally the better team. I'm not sure the Vikings are all that much better than the Saints. Matter of fact, neutral field, pretty doggone close. I don't know. I can see the Saints playing well there, and the Saints have enough experience there. I can kind of see that. Now, here's what you want to see this time of year, and here's why we bring it up. And it's crazy that you see in the warmer temperatures on Saturday, then the blast come through, 105 on Saturday. And I'm going to go complete opposite here. Normally, you think a team from Florida. Remember the thing about the Dolphins in the playoffs below like 40 degrees, like they've got this unbelievably awful record?
Yep.
The Steelers, 7-point favorites at home, week off, better team and all that. Roethlisberger's had a great year. Steelers are second best team in the NFC, AFC, maybe the best team in the AFC, who knows. High of 19, though, or 19 degrees at kickoff. But normally, you go, well, teams from Florida aren't built for this. I think the Jaguars are kind of built for this. The defense, unbelievable. Running game, depending on it, kind of athletic quarterback makes a play. Pocket kind of breaks down. I think it's going to be one of those kind of weird games. That said, I do think the Jaguars have a chance, but they're not going to win. I wouldn't be shocked because their defense and running game.
They beat them in week 5. They can beat this team.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh has some unneeded distractions right now with Le'Veon Bell talking about how he'll retire if he gets franchise tagged again. No idea why we're having that conversation on a Thursday before a playoff game. I don't get it, but they're creating distractions for themselves. If Jacksonville can go in and execute that game plan control the ball, running the ball for Fournette. If he can stay healthy and upright during that game and Bortles can avoid shooting himself in the foot like he usually does, they could have a shot. It's just it's a tough ask to get Blake Bortles on the road and win a playoff game at Heinz Field in sub-20-degree weather. Tough ask.
All right, but do I make any sense at all in it thinking that normally like the Bucks, the Dolphins, and I can say Jaguars because they hadn't been around that long and hadn't had all that much success, but normally like the better teams from Florida, either the Southern teams or Dome teams or whatever, you know, a little more frisbee-catching dogs, high-flying, you know, passing games, high-scoring offenses. This Jag team's different. Does it make a little bit of sense that I don't think the weather's going to be the factor that it could normally be at 19 degrees in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Is there any precipitation being called for?
No.
Okay.
No. Now, again, like James, they don't know what it's going to do in an hour, but I don't see any of that.
What? No.
I just don't see any of that.
I think Pittsburgh wins that game.
Can you do me one favor?
Probably not.
All right, let me ask you this before we take a break. Two things. One, that said, who do you like? I'm gonna go back and look at you. Think
across
Falcons.
The board.
Well, you think Falcons, right?
I think Atlanta.
You think Vikings?
I think Minnesota.
All right. You think Patriots?
Pats.
Steelers.
Steelers.
All right. So you got one road team going next week. Then you'd have the Falcons at the Vikings.
Yep.
Who you like?
I don't know yet. We got if injuries happen this weekend.
No. This is a win game. You can change your mind.
At the Vikings.
Yep.
I'll take Minnesota.
All right. Steelers at Pats.
You don't win in Foxborough.
I agree.
New England.
Patriots Vikings Super Bowl.
Game Minnesota. I'm riding with the Purple Rain.
Really?
Purple Rain.
Really?
Yep.
I like it, man. Good for you. I'm going to go Eagles winning, Vikings winning. I think the Vikings beat the Eagles in the NFC. I'm going Steelers and Pats. I'm going Pats. And I think the Patriots are going to beat the Vikings in the Super Bowl. All right. Do me a favor, because you mentioned the Le'Veon Bell franchise tag thing.
Yep.
And his threat now. Also, Sammy Watkins has been talked about as the Rams franchise tag.
I heard that was almost a done deal. Like, that was going to happen.
I need for you to give me the definition franchise tag. What does it mean? What are the advantages to the team? What's the disadvantages to the players? I need a little franchise tag after break. Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
I need you to explain the franchise tag to me and others that aren't 100% sure about the who you give it to, why you give it to them, the strategy behind the franchise tag. I need a little NFL talk as far as that goes. You can do that for me?
Sure.
All right. I want to tell you about Trail. I told you yesterday I had about a 90-minute meeting, and it was fantastic. There are two things that really stuck out to me. Remember their COO who says, look, we're in dire need right now of a senior superintendent. He said that if you've got 15 years of experience as a superintendent, and if you're looking for a company that you want to have a great experience and someone, if you're looking forward to building like these huge projects, million-dollar projects, and it's an exciting time of your life, Keith says, come and call us, come see us. The way that Keith explained to me yesterday, we are in dire need. We've got some major projects going on, and we need a senior superintendent with at least 15 years of experience as a superintendent. That's got to be exciting for you. Trail, TRE-HEL.com, 800-319-7006. When you go to Trail, there's on the contact thing, there's a join our team tab. You can email them, you can call them. But this is worth you looking into. So guys out there in your trucks right now, senior superintendent, 15 years experience, and with some, I mean, because he said manager signing things happening here. We got some major projects we need superintendents on. The other thing that Neil Workman said to me yesterday, and a guy that started this company said to me yesterday, he said, you know, somebody asked him, do you ever look around all the buildings you made? Well, it's a beautiful building. He goes, you know what I see? This is pretty cool, Zach. He goes, when I look at a building, I don't see the building when we're done with it. I see the friend that we met that we were in their wedding or the when the person was sick that we know. I see all the relationships and what we've been through with those people. I see the personnel on the church building committee that that we have this great relationship with now. So when I look at a building, I see relationships. I thought that was pretty cool and really shows you how Trail's different. When you're thinking about building, call Trail. Learn more about the design, build process, how it works, how it's so much better. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Senior experienced superintendents, call about a great opportunity at Trail too. 800-319-7006. We'll take a break, come back. Zach's going to give me a little franchise tag. Who does it? Why do you do it? What are you looking for in it? Why is it so different for every team? What are you looking at? It's the Mickey Paula Show. More after this.
Join Walt live at the TD Convention Center for the South Carolina Auto Show Friday, January 12th from 3 to 7. Check out the latest in automotive excellence and listen to Walt live Friday, January 12th at the South Carolina Auto Show in Greenville.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
So now that you've chosen the paint, the vanities, and the bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern, exclusive Moen Genta. And right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The exclusive Moen Genta, now just $89 during the winter kitchen and bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th, while supplies last.
At last, the new year is here. What do you see ahead? Happy days and carefree nights?
Credit card bills?
Right, credit card bills.
Looking at months of high-interest credit card bills from all that generous holiday gift-giving? Time to go to Lightstream and get a low-interest rate credit card consolidation loan. Act now to get an even lower rate with our special radio listener discount. Go to Lightstream.com/sports to get rates as low as 5.39% APR with AutoPay. And with average interest rates on credit cards at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands of dollars in interest. Makes the new year a whole lot brighter, doesn't it? The application takes minutes online. There are no fees, and you can have funds as soon as today. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount at Lightstream.com/sports. That's Lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
It's Macy's one-day sale. Shop incredible deals of the day, Friday and Saturday. Like coats for her and for him, under $100. Save 70% on clearance fine jewelry. Take 50 to 60% off men's suits, dress shirts, sweaters, and more. Sheets and pillows, free after $15 mail-in rebate. Plus take 30%, plus an extra 15% off small home appliances at Macy's one-day sale. And Plenty members, don't forget to maximize your savings by using at least 200 Plenty points at checkout. Terms apply. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a real ID license online. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
So now that you've chosen the paint, the vanities, and the bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern, exclusive Moen Genta. And right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The exclusive Moen Genta, now just $89 during the winter kitchen and bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th, while supplies last.
Get your tweet on at Mickey Plyler. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Ow.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Watch it burn.
A lot of times I get confused, the songbird of our generation. Some say Adele, some say me. It's kind of confusing. I can understand that a little bit. So I'm not jealous of her success. Do you know this about Adele, that she names all her records how old she is when she records them?
I did not know that.
Yeah, a little Adele trivia for you.
Why do you know that?
It was on Jeopardy.
Ah.
No. It was on The Wall. I'm here to tell you, man. You watch The Wall?
No, I don't watch TV.
Best game show on TV.
Is that right?
Yeah. Best game show on TV.
Jeopardy's still on TV, right?
Yes. Wall's better than Jeopardy.
Get out.
No, it is.
Get out.
So much more exciting than Jeopardy. Welcome back. I'm going to talk about Canty Foundation, the people who can come and, you know how wet it is underneath your home right now? Well, I'll remind you of that when the wet season continues and in the warmer weather than the wet season as well. When you have our friends at Canty can dry up those crawl spaces for you. CantyCanFixIt.com, getting rid of the mold and mildew underneath your homes. They also, in thinking about where they are, our friends at Canty can do all of your foundation issues and cracks and driveways and walkways and brick and mortar above doors or windows. And you know you're looking at a really very difficult time with your home if it happens that way. It's our friends at Canty. They are the proven professionals who can do it for you, can help you for you. The quality products, the quality services. Let Canty come in, fix anything they can do for you. It's CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTEY. CantyCanFixIt.com. An interesting text message. And I didn't realize this because I just now started thinking about the NFL playoffs a little bit. Brian in Spartanburg. I like A. Brian. He told me who you are. You told me where you're texting from. And he gave a very good text at 986-1566 on a healthcare text line. He said, Mickey and Zach, I thought I saw the Super Bowls in Minneapolis this year. Is that correct? If Minnesota makes it that far, will this be the first team that plays the Super Bowl in their own stadium? Well, very interesting, Brian. There's a couple of different ways to look at this. Number one, it will not be the first time that a team plays in their own city. In Super Bowl IX, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers beating the Los Angeles Rams, but they did it in the Rose Bowl. However, the Rams didn't play their games in the Rose Bowl. As far as I know, I think the Rams played in the Coliseum that year. So while the Rams played in Pasadena, you could say that's L.A., the Rams played in the game. It was in their home city, but it was not in their home stadium. Also, in Super Bowl, I think that's 16, where the 49ers played, let's see if I'm right by saying this, Super Bowl 19, the 49ers beat the Dolphins 38-16. The game was in Stanford Stadium in Stanford, we call it Stanford, California, Palo Alto, California. So the 49ers won there. That was in the Bay Area. Palo Alto is obviously in the Bay Area, but it was not in Candlestick where the 49ers played. Zach, I think I'm right by telling you this. This, if the Vikings can make it, then this will be the first time that a team will play, third time in their own city or, you know, own area there, mm-hmm. but first time in their own stadium, which would be very interesting. I didn't know this, and it might change my Super Bowl pick. Nah, Patriots could still go in there.
It'd be a lot of fun.
It'd be a lot of fun. Purple People Eaters, Purple Rain, love it. Thinking about, you know, back about it, there have been games away from Coliseums where there, you know, the team wasn't playing. You know, where there's no chance of that. For instance, I didn't know that Super Bowl VIII was at Rice Stadium. You know, Tulane Stadium hosted a couple of different Super Bowls.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. If thinking back about it, man, there's a bunch of these Super Bowls that are in stadiums now. You go, what? What if I told you that New Orleans has hosted it a bunch, but that that Tulane Stadium hosted two Super Bowls. And at Rice Stadium in Houston hosted the Super Bowl. That's crazy. And there's some in there that, like Stanford, nobody played in that one. There wasn't a team in that one at the time. Minneapolis has hosted the Super Bowl before. Didn't realize it. Super Bowl 26, Redskins beat the Buffalo Bills in the Metrodome, the old Metrodome, the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome. That's his name. And in Minneapolis. Only 63,000 getting into that game.
Hubert.
Yeah. This person here is saying the Saints played in their own home stadium. I don't think that's the case. I could be wrong. The Saints have only played in, or the Pittsburgh played one Super Bowl. Am I right by saying that? The Saints won in Super Bowl. They won it in Miami. They didn't play another Super Bowl, did they?
Not to my knowledge. Didn't Archie play in one?
No. Archie didn't try to play on a winning team.
Yeah.
The New Orleans has hosted 10 Super Bowls. Isn't that crazy? Of the 10, the Ravens and the 49ers were the last one. Patriots and Rams, Packers and Patriots. Well, they love New Orleans, don't they? 49ers and Broncos, Bears and Patriots. No, New Orleans never. The Saints haven't played in home. Raiders and Eagles.
Just the one.
Cowboys and Broncos, Steelers and Vikings, Cowboys and Dolphins, and Super Bowl IV, Chiefs and Vikings. So, no, the Saints have never played at home for Super Bowl. I think I'm right by saying that. No, I'm 100% right by saying that. Anyway. Oh, no, the guy said, no, the Saints are going to Super Bowl this year. Okay, I got you there. So, that's interesting. You know, it is interesting that when you're picking these Super Bowl sites, they're not picking it thinking about the home team or not. I mean, I think it's pretty clear. And in case you're wondering, this information field show that we have planned for you today, where's the Super Bowl coming up? If I can find it on here. This year, obviously, in Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium. I don't know the names of stadiums anymore. Next year in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They go to Miami in the newly rebuilt Hard Rock Stadium in 2020. 2021, down at Tampa, Raymond James Stadium, home of Clemson's national championship. And then in 2022, they go to Inglewood, California, and Los Angeles Stadium at Hollywood Park. Have you seen the drawings for this stadium? What it's going to look like?
No.
Beautiful, man.
Gorgeous.
Just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Your Giants had a chance to play in MetLife Stadium back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the point in time now where, because the Roman numerals are getting out of hand, that I've got to just go say the Super Bowl 2014 rather than Super Bowl 48, I think that was. Because I know we had 50th was the Broncos beating the Panthers 2 years. This is 52 this year. So, I don't know, I kind of get back in that, but the Roman numeral thing kind of throws me off a little bit. You got your Roman numerals down?
Kind of. I always have to do a quick refresher course.
Yeah. We're at L now. LII, which is Super Bowl 52. Should be interesting. The certainly, in thinking about it, the NFL playoffs have taken precedence, right? I mean, over the sports weekends now, right?
Sure.
Over the next, what's that, 3 or 4 weeks? Do we have a week off this week? Can you look that up for me?
A week off?
Yeah.
Of what? The NFL?
Yeah, when you have between the conference championship games and Super Bowl. We've gone back and forth on it. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. So can you check that out for me? Also, I like when people say also too. Also too, let me give you some numbers as far as the teams that have gone to Super Bowl. Do you know while you look that up, you know the four teams that have never been to a Super Bowl?
The four teams that have never been to a Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville?
Yep.
Houston?
Yep.
Jacksonville, Houston. Buffalo?
Nope.
Has been.
Yeah, they've been five in a row or four in a row, whatever.
They just haven't been in the playoffs a lot. Should I get the? Is it obvious the other two?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be annoyed obvious. When I don't hear it.
Yeah, you can be very annoyed.
Who is it?
Cleveland.
Not even with Brown, Jim Brown.
They didn't have it back then. It's the NFC Championships back then. Super Bowl in the 1960s, right. Still almost Jim Brown's career was over there. And Detroit Lions never made
Detroit.
It. Do you know the teams have been the most?
The teams that have been the most.
Yep.
I would assume New England is one of them.
New England's nine. They've got more than anybody else.
Yeah.
New England, now there's one, two, three. There's three teams that have been eight times.
Eight times?
Yep.
Is Pittsburgh one of those teams?
Yep.
Eight times to the Super Bowl. Is San Francisco one of those teams?
Nope. Mm-hmm. San Francisco's been six times.
is...
San Francisco's record, by the way, is really good Super Bowl.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Who are those teams?
The Steelers.
Okay.
Have been 8 times. Let me pull it back up this way again. The Steelers have been 8 times. The Cowboys have been 8 times. And the Broncos have been 8 times. Quickly, because we got the top of the hour here.
I hate the Cowboys.
The wins. Steelers had the most wins. 6 wins. Steelers are 6-2. Patriots, Cowboys, and 49ers have won 5. The most losses in the Super Bowl, Broncos. Broncos are 3-5. Patriots have lost 4. Minnesota 0-4 in playoffs. Buffalo is 0-4 in Super Bowls. The teams that have lost the most. And then finally, I'm going to give you this, maybe the next hour, the places that have hosted the most Super Bowls. Those are numbers. Those numbers matter. We'll give you that after the break. Numbers matter by University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Get in touch with the good friends at University Colleges. Here's the deal. The 5-month leases and 10-month leases make sense, but it's not like you're getting a discount. Like, there's some crummy places to live in Clemson. And so, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about brand new, but at those kind of prices. So you're going to love that aspect. You're going to love the granite countertops and stainless steel appliances, the safety, the having pets. You love the convenience, the cat bus. And then you're going to love the price. It's so much better. Students looking for a place in 2018. These are going quick. There's a sense of urgency. Get in touch with them. University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Ingalls Crossing is what you see, the newest location, newest property. To find out more about it, 784-3400, 784-3400. I'll tell you about the venues in the Super Bowl, too. All right, you got a lot of Clemson football stuff, Clemson basketball stuff, phone calls, texts, and tweets. We'd love for you to come back for hour number 2 of the